Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Parshas Metzora, Shabbos HaGadol, Tavshin Ayin Tes. We'll maybe try to connect it to Pesach as well. Our first idea comes to us from the Sefer Pirion, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch al Torah. So the Pasuk says, Perek Yudalei Pasuk Gimel, Yatza HaKoyin El HaMechut Machen V'ra HaKoyin Yinei Nirpat Negat Saras Min Yatzarua V'tziva HaKoyin V'lachal Metzor Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tohoros. So the Metzora wants to get purified, and he has to bring two live birds. And Rashi offers a rationale, logic for why the two birds, because the tzaras comes because the birds were chirping, and he was constantly chirping, so therefore he has to bring these birds. But as the Sefer Perion, why two birds? Wouldn't one have sufficed? One was to serve the purpose. And then another question he asks is that why was one bird slaughtered and the other bird kept alive to be sent away? What's going on over here? Why two birds? And why was one killed and one was sent away to go away? And says that Perion, beautifully so. He says, we know Chazal tells us that every time we bring a carbon, it's as if we were supposed to be the carbon. The animal is taking our place. In reality, we deserve to suffer the fate of the carbon. Had there been only the slaughtered carbon, the Metzora would have then inferred that all forms of speech are evil and deadly. Says that Perion, Chazal are trying to tell us that there are two types of speech. There's negative speech and positive speech. Of course, you have to kill one bird. But send the other bird away to show the Metzora that there's actually a positive usage of your mouth. By using good words to compliment other people, for Torah, for Tefillah, for Chesed, by complimenting other people, that is when you let the bird go. And one bird is killed, that's the negative speech, but the positive speech, you let the bird fly away. And that's why you need two birds, to represent the negative speech and the positive speech. And this very much connects to Pesach. We know from the Zohar and the Arizal, both say Pesach, it's two words, Pesach, that our mouths were open. The whole time we were in Egypt, we were in a mental slave, a servitude. We weren't able to daven to Hashem until Paro died. There wasn't even a day to even cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Zohar and Arizal, the koyach of Pesach is not just a level of emunah and bitachon and shkach apatis. Those are all very big yisodos of Pesach. There's also the ability to speak, to open our mouths, be able to use our mouths in the right way. Beautiful ideas from the Perion and the Arizal. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Rebbe Yehoshua Heshel Micholiov, the Nachlos Yehoshua. So the pasuk says in Yudal Yudaf, Hemir HaKohen HaMitahir HaSa'ish HaMitahir Va'oitzel L'fnei Hashem Pesach Ol Moed. The Kohen is going to purify now the Metzora. He puts them in front of him along with before the Ribbono Shel Olam at the entrance of the Ol Moed. Says the Nachlos Yehoshua, Hemir HaKohen HaMitahir HaSa'ish. You want to know how to purify the Metzora, Mr. Kohen. First, the Kohen has to purify himself. Once you purify yourself, first you do your tahara, and then now that will cause others to also be purified. It's not just talking about the simple explanation that the Kohen brought the person to be purified. On a deeper soul, you want to affect others, you want to change others, first change yourself and understand and do your part, and then you could change others as well. You take the first step, Mr. Kohen. That'll also bring the Torah to the Metzora. Beautiful insight from the Nachlos Yehoshua, which I think reminded me very much of Chazal. Chazal tells us that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to take us out of Mitzrayim, and we needed two mitzvahs. Right, we're in such a low level of tumah, for an eighth level of tumah. The Ribbono Shel Olam needed said, "I need to give you two. You need to get two mitzvahs. What are those mitzvahs? Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, the blood of the Bris Milah and the blood of the Karban Pesach." It says in Yitzchak Shalom, the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously wanted to give all the great things, but first in Nirvini be something called Asusa de la Tata. It had to be something from down here to affect Asusa de la Ida. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring the help, but it needed to be Habal Atar Nesayin or so. We had to take the first step. We had to take the first step to bring the Yeshua. And that's really the insight here by the Metzora as well. The Kohen, he affects the Metzora from being purified when he himself is purified. Beautiful insight from the Nachas Yeshua, Yeshua Heshel, Micholiov, and the Nesiv Hashem. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Yisrael Dovber Mishnitza, the Rid Hazav. Beautiful insight. He says the last pasuk in Shlishi. Zos taras asher bo neged saras asher lo sasi yado b'taraso. This is the law of one who saras came upon, whose means are not sufficient for his purification. Says the Ravid Hazav, Zos toras. You want to know how to for the Metzora to have his real purification? It's not by going to the mikvah and going to the Kohen and bring the korbanos. All great, but it starts with Torah. Zos toras b'asher bo neged saras. When you throw yourself into Torah, when you have the insights of Torah, when you throw yourself as a living and a loving Torah, that'll bring the Tahara, that'll bring the purification for the Jewish people. And I saw this, a very, very special insight. They're both from the Shach HaTorah. Shach HaTorah writes that the Rabbon Hashem told Avram Avinu, Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Asher, they're going to go into a place that's not theirs. But they're going to Yatsu Berechush Gadol, they're going to leave with great, great wealth. And says the Shach HaTorah, the gematria of Yatsu Berechush, you're going to go out with great possessions, is gematria Zu HaTorah. Yatsu Berechush, gematria Zu HaTorah. Avram Avinu is saying the whole essence, the Rabbanu Shabbat telling Avram Avinu, before you go into Egypt, no, the reason you're going into Egypt is to be able to get the Torah. The reason why you go through Pesach is to be able to get to Matan Torah. And I think that's already hinted to already in this week's Parsha. You want to know how to have purification in your life? Zos Torah Samitzorah, it doesn't just have to be Tzaras, it can be anything in this world. You want to know how to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Dafka through Torah. Beautiful insight from the Ravid Azov and the Shach al Torah. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, whose Jartzer was just Erev Shabbos on Friday, the last day of Adar. The Pasuk says, Yudalim Membez, talking about getting rid of the Mitzorah's house, how to purify the Mitzorah's house. V'lochu Avonim Acheros, should bring all these other stones. V'hevi'u al Tachas Avonim, bring them in the place of the other stones. The offer acharyikach v'tachas abayach. So they should take dust and plaster the house. Says the Tefer Shlomo. You want to know what how a Jew brings the geula, a geula to his life for the mitzvah, but really the geula overall. He says when you have the midah of a nava, when you have the midah of humility, that itself will bring the Mashiach. That itself will bring the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Tefer Shlomo. What does that mean? The offer. The offer achar yikach v'tachas habayis. Take the offer achar yikach v'tachas habayis. Let's just refer to your house. First, it'll be samitach. Tzarech anova yisera v'kedusha v'mayla v'zeh v'achar achar yikach anova yisera v'tachas habayis v'meher v'yameinu. So that's the first Shlomi. You want to bring the Beis Hamikdash. You want to bring the gula, the ultimate gula, not just the gula from Mitzrayim, but the ultimate gula will come when we have the proper anova, the proper humility. Which I think, obviously, anova is very much connected to Pesach. The Kliyaka writes in Parshas Bo, Perek Yugimel Pasuk Yudalid, V'alkein hamatza simen chiris ki bischus ha'achno'o nigolu avasin mitzrayim. The essence of matzah is humility. You look at matzah, it's simple. It's nothing fancy. It's very straightforward. There's nothing fancy about it. That's what the meat of anova is. When we're going to pick up that matzah in less than 2 weeks. We're looking at the matzah, we're looking at humility. We're looking at the midah of anova, says the Kliyakar. You want to know why we were redeemed from Egypt? We were redeemed because of the midah of hachna'ah. That the Bnei Hashem said it was time to go, like the Pasuk says in Devarim. Lo m'ruchem ki yom kol amim cheshik Hashem b'chem ki atem ha-ma'at. The Bnei Hashem desires you, ki atem ha-ma'at. Because you're the ones who have anova. The Bnei Hashem said it was time to leave, and you didn't wait for the dough to rise. The matzah is just the midah of anova, which I think they're very much connected to the Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says, you want to know how to bring the Geula, the Beis HaMikdash, Midah of Anova. And we got out of Mitzrayim. The other Geula in our lives, the Geula will be happening again in 2 weeks in Mirtz Hashem, through the Midah of Anova. Beautiful insight from the Tefer Shlomo and the Kliyakar. Finally, a fifth and final idea, we'll focus on Shabbos HaGadol. So two insights on why is it called Shabbos HaGadol, right? All the Sfarim are asking, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So the Oy Yisrael, whose Yartzeit is actually this week, Hey Nisan, the Oy Yisrael, the Abter Rebbe, asks, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says there are two types of thinking in a Jew's life. There's Mochen de Gadlus and Mochen de Katnus. Mochen de Gadlus means when you're able to expand and think and be able to enjoy and be able to be in the moment. Mochen de Katnus is when your person feels limited and he feels like the world is caving in, he's not able to think, and he feels very constrained, and he can't do anything. Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, we're getting our seichel back. Said we're getting our moching back, we're getting back our neshama back. And that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. We're getting back to that place of mochen de gadlus, we're able to be able to understand, and to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives, to understand that he's part of our lives, and to really come to that place of mochen de gadlus, which means able to think, and to see and to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shabbos before Pesach, which Allah says from say even brought down by the Torah, people already start saying the Haggadah. But a second insight in Shabbos HaGadol as well, they say from the Rishoner. The Rishoner used to say every Shabbos HaGadol, there was once a Rebbe that on Shabbos HaGadol he would teach Hilchos Tshuva, and Shabbos Shuva he would teach Hilchos Tashmishei Kli Cheres and how to clean vessels for Pesach. And the original liked this practice very much. He says, Shabbos Shuvah, we have to have a lev nishbar. We have to know how to have a shviras kli. We have to know how to break ourselves. What the halachas are of breaking the vessels. When it comes to Pesach, it's moichin de galus. You would not just learn the hilchas Pesach, but you learn hilchas tshuva. Because Pesach is a time of coming back to the Rabbono Shel Olam. Like the Chidushim always say, what El is to Tishrei, other is to Nisan. El and Tishrei is tshuva me'ira, says the Chidush Arim. Other and Nisan is tshuva me'ava. So you would think that he would be, this Rebbe, said the quote from the original, that he would teach hilchas, only hilchas Pesach before Pesach. No, he'd also teach hilchas tshuva. Because they're very Pesach is a time for hilchos for tshuva as well. So two beautiful insights on why it's called Shabbos Hagadol from the Oiv Yisrael and the Rishon Rebbe also with the Chiddushim. Let's just review these five insights. We start from the Arperion. Why Dafka the Mitzora has to bring two birds? Why did one kept alive? Because we want to tell the Mitzora there's positive speech and there's negative speech. Negative speech you have to kill. The carbon is you. We're killing the negative speech. We let the bird alive because there's also the part of being good and speaking nicely and using your mouth for Torah and Tefillah, which is the Arizal and the Zohar. Pesach's two words. Pesach, our mouths were able to be open when we're so involved in the Mitzrayim. We weren't able to speak to the Rabbono Shel Olam. That's the koyach of the gula of Mitzrayim. The second idea we said from Yeshua Hechel of Choliyov, Hemin HaKohen HaMitaris HaIsh, once the Kohen would put the Zohar in front of him and purify him. No. First, the Kohen, Hemin HaKohen HaMitahar, first he has to be purified himself, and then he can affect others as well, which reminded me of an idea from the Nesiv HaShalom. And the Nesiv HaShalom says, the Rabbono Shel Olam wanted to bring the Gula, but we needed the Schusim. What did the Rabbono Shel Olam say? Two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach, Dan Mila, and then the Rabbono Shel Olam was able to take us out. Asusa de la Tata, then Asusa de la Ilala. We do our part, then the Rabbono Shel Olam will do his part. Beautiful insight from Yeshua, Yeheshav, Choliyov, and the Nesiv HaShalom. The third idea we said, from Yeshua Dovber of Shnitza, the Revit HaZov, those Torahs HaMetzorah. He says, you want to know the ultimate Tahara of the Metzorah is Dafka Torah. You want to know how to be purified in your own life? It's by learning Torah. It's by coming close to the Rabbono Shel Olam in Torah. And that's exactly what the Shachal Torah says. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, when your Jew, the Klai Yisrael is going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to leave Yotzu Berchush Godol. Yotzu Berchush is Gematria Zu HaTorah, says the Shachal Torah. The ultimate Tahara, the ultimate closest for us, the ultimate reason why we left Mitzrayim, to be able to get the Torah. Beautiful insight, Rav Yisrael Doivber, Shnitza, the Revit HaZov, and the Shach HaLa Torah. Finally, the second to last idea, the Tever Shlomo. V'ofar es yikach v'tachas sabayus. The Mitzvah has to take these new plasters of walls and put dust on his walls. It says the Tever Shlomo, you want to know how to bring the base of Mikdash? Bring Ofar, which is the Midah of Anava, have humility in your life, then you'll be zoch to have the base of Mikdash. Which the Kli Yakar said, the ultimate Geula from Mitzrayim came from the Midah of Anava. The ultimate Geula came from Matzah Simen Cheres Ki B'Schus Hachna Nigal of Mitzrayim. They just look at Matzah. Matzah is Hachna. The Rabbono Shel Olam said it was time to go. We completely devoted ourselves and were loyal to the Rabbono Shel Olam. And that's why we were Zocha to the Geula of Mitzrayim. And that's when the Tefer Shom says we'll be Zocha for the Midah of Anava to the ultimate Geula as the Shem Yisbarach. Finally, the fifth and final idea, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? The Oiv Yisrael said because during the week maybe it's Mokhin Dekatnas. During the year, we're not able to think and expand and to feel the Rabbono Shel Olam. When we come to Shabbos before Pesach, we're able to understand and feel and grow, come closer to the Rabbono Shel Olam. That's Mokhin Dekatnas, where our minds are able to expand. They don't feel limited and constricted, but they feel close and feel emotional with their Rabbono Shel Olam. And the second, the Rishon said there was a Rav who very much liked this idea that Shabbos Shuvah, he would learn Hilchos Kli Cheres, in order to break ourselves to do Tshuva Meira. But all when it comes to Pesach, Tshuva Me'ava, to learn about Hilchos Tshuva, says the Chiddush Arim, Pesach not just a time of cleaning your own house, but it's also a time of cleaning yourself, of cleaning oneself, come close to the Rabbono Shel Olam. We should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to take these ideas of positive speech to make sure that we do our part and the Rabbono Shel Olam will do his part. Make sure that we take the Tahara of Torah, take the Midah of Anova, and Be'ez Hashem take the beauty and the tremendous Kedusha of Shabbos HaGadol and Tshuva on it, Be'ez Hashem, before Pesach. Shkoich, shkoich.